hijacked by all nations' gospel publishers. This modern age has produced a new drama, hijacking. In some cases it has led to tragedy. One boards the plane to California and lands in Cuba. The destination indicated on the air ticket is New York, yet one finds oneself in the Near East. One starts out for one place and ends up in another. Hijacking has become an extremely serious problem, and has developed disturbing political aspects from its connection with illegal exaction. Most of us will probably never experience what it is like when somebody clutching a pistol or hand grenade has taken control of an airplane. Nevertheless, figuratively speaking, millions are flying in hijacked aircraft and are not going where they intended to go. The greatest and most dangerous hijacker there is Satan. He could not care less whether you once started out in life with good, perhaps completely religious ideals. He knows that only one thing matters, where one arrives. If you carelessly delight in your life flight, and presume that all is in relatively good order, in spite of many violent gusts, so much the better for him. His strongest weapons are disguise and deceit. He does not wear a nameplate around his neck to proclaim to all the world who he is and what he intends doing, for who would take him on board? To achieve what he has resolved to do, he disguises himself by proclaiming his own harmlessness. Who still believes in a devil today? Thus, and in similar ways, he pretends to be innocent. Eventually all seems to be in order. He also proclaims the harmlessness of sin. Everybody does it, surely there can be no harm in it. Thus sin is made the norm, and thus he captures your thoughts, your actions and eventually your whole life. He hijacks you to where you never wish to go. Think a moment and let honesty alone be your guide. Which ideals did you formerly set before yourself as goals? You saw the mistakes and vices of others, and said to yourself, "That shall not happen to me, that I will never do." Nevertheless, today you are doing these very things. You do now precisely what you did not want to do. This is your inner condition, your character. Such are your deeds, your environment, occupation, marriage and family. What has happened? The enemy, Satan, has captured your ideas and intentions and has placed you on a false course. Honestly speaking, you know this for yourself. You meant to pilot your life yourself. You have maintained that you could do and choose as you like. However, you know all too well that these are, in fact, no more than empty words. You think and do many things which you would actually rather not do. You like to imagine that you are free, yet you cannot even give up some small bad habit. You seem to be strong in your own eyes, yet you cannot overcome temptation. You mock and laugh at the believers in Christ, yet deep within you wish to be free and happy as they are. Every life pattern which is not resolutely and decidedly God-directed, is on a false course. Whether it is directed by pure material things and worldly pleasures which make life pleasant, or whether you, in rebellion against your inner conviction and against God, seek satisfaction from the despicable and deceitful sensation in worldly music, sex and drug intoxication. Friend, the devil is sitting in the cockpit of your life, and he holds you tight in his powerful grip. One day you will find out and realize to your dismay, that you have landed in a place completely different from that where you intended to be, the eternal damnation of hell. This is the hour of truth for you. What are you going to do? There is one thing, however, you cannot do. You cannot overcome your hijacker. He is stronger than you are. You have actually only one hope. Only one can help you, Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. The Bible says, "All of us were like sheep that were lost." Isaiah 53 verse 6. That is one fact, and the other is, the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, came to seek and to save the lost. Luke 19 verse 10. I am the way, the truth, and the life, no one goes to the Father except by me. John 14 verse 6. Jesus alone can set you free from sin and Satan. He alone can place your life back onto the right course. Do now the only correct thing. Send God an SOS amid the distress of your heart. Say, "Lord, save me from sin and from Satan." If you are really honest and sincere in your call, Jesus Christ will set you free. By your uncompromising surrender to Him, Jesus will give you peace and a new meaning and purpose to your life. Decide now what you want to be. Abducted and misled by Satan or led by Christ, the good shepherd that leads to green pastures and quiet waters. Psalm 23 verse 2. Jesus said, "If the Son sets you free, then you will be really free." John 8 verse 36. Written by Ace Burling. If you have found salvation in Christ, or have been otherwise blessed through our gospel literature, please let us know. We would like to thank God with you and remember you further in our prayers. For free gospel literature, books, and tracts in over 540 languages, please contact us using www.angp-hb.co.za.